A lost ball. If you play any kind of ball game, you'd know about the problems that could happen. The ball might hit somebody in the head. It might go over a fence and land in a neighbor's yard. It could bounce into a creek and be washed away. And worst of all, it could roll into a street with oncoming traffic. So whenever you play ball, you need to take precautions to prevent accidents. This story is about an accident that nobody could have expected. About 1,000 years ago, a bunch of boys in China were playing kickball in the yard. One of them gave the ball a good hard kick. It flew up high in the air and right into a big old tree. The boys heard it hit the ground, and then it went galoomp, galoomp, galoomp. All the boys ran over to the tree to look for the ball. They looked and looked, but couldn't find it. The ball had disappeared. A boy by the name of Wen Yanbo looked around more carefully. He discovered that the big old tree had a hole at the base of the gnarled trunk. Aha! He thought. I bet the ball has rolled into that hole. Nobody could see the ball, but they all tried to think of a way to get it out. Oh, that's easy, one boy said as he reached into the hole. He poked his arm in further and further, but still couldn't feel the ball in there. In the end, he almost couldn't even get his arm out of the hole. Another boy ran home to get a back scratcher, one of those things with a little scoop at the end of a stick. He stuck the back scratcher into the hole and twisted it this way and that, but he could only get it in halfway. Then he accidentally pushed it too hard and it broke. Well, that was not such a good idea after all. Now all the boys stood in a circle, sulking and brooding. Pretty soon, they started talking about chopping down the tree. That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard, Wen Yanbo said. It would be much easier for us to all chip in and buy a new ball. This got everyone thinking about how they would ask for some money from their parents. Wait. Wen Yanbo said as he slapped his forehead, I've got a better idea, and it wouldn't cost any money. Everyone, go home and fill all the buckets at your house with water. Bring them back as quickly as you can. At this, all the boys rushed home without waiting for Wen Yanbo to explain his plan. Of course, they wondered what he was up to, but they trusted him to know what he was doing. Pretty soon, all the boys came back with buckets of water. Wen Yanbo told them to pour the water into the tree hole. Voila, voila, voila. One by one, the buckets of water went into the hole. In no time, the hole filled with water, and the ball came floating right up to the top. Wen Yanbo was already a smart leader when he was just a child. So it's not surprising that he grew up to become the Prime Minister of China.